Oh, yeah. Good morning.
Singing the same old cowboy song.
Your weekend wake-up call. That's our job here at Rosie on the House. Good morning.
Ain't got nothing but my name.
We have got a packed show.
I'm the only man I know to blame.
Here we go.
But I'm living.
Yes, we are.
I'm happy.
Yes, we are.
And I'm free.
Ow! Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Some big syndicators wanted to know if we wanted to take the show national. I couldn't play this for people in Cleveland.
You probably could.
They wouldn't even appreciate it. This is Arizona, all Arizona. And man, we have got a 7 o'clock hour that I have been trying to set up for a long time. We are going to go deep, really deep, on the topic of getting out and enjoying this great state of Arizona with our two special guests in studio this morning, Mr. Wynn Holden and Robert Steve from Arizona Highways Magazine. I can't tell you how blessed I feel to have two men in the studio who I curse more than anybody else. What do I have to do to get your job, Wynn?
What, Rosie, if I could do your job, I'd trade you in a minute, but you would lose more listeners with my advice on how to change a light bulb, so we don't want to go there.
Oh, man. Arizona highways. What? We've been getting it. I'm now to the point where when you open the magazine and it shows the cover from 50 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I'm there. Those were our first magazines we were getting at home. I think it was the first magazine my mom subscribed to when she got here.
Well, what a lot of people don't know, you've been in Arizona a lot longer than I have. We moved here in 1980. But literally my first exposure to the state was when I was 5 years old. We were at my grandmother's house in Detroit. She had a copy of Arizona Highways magazine on her coffee table. She traveled extensively and loved the West. And it had a saguaro cactus on the front. And as a five-year-old kid who knew everything, I said, there's no way that there's actually a tree like that. And she took the opportunity to sit me down and walk me through the magazine and explain a lot about it. That was my first exposure.
Introduced to saguaro cacti in Detroit, Michigan at 5 years old.
That's right.
And now you're Arizona Highways Magazine. You are Arizona Highways Magazine.
Well, I'm one of a marvelous team of people that work at Arizona Highways. And you used the word blessed earlier. We feel, Robert and I and our members of our whole staff feel so blessed to be a part of this brand that goes back 90 years. I mean, the first issue was April 1925.
It's not even a job. Do you guys get paid? I mean,
let's be careful here. Don't be telling our bosses that it's not a job.
I mean, it was just recently. It was the January issue. I'm sitting in my favorite armchair at home. End of the day, it's one of my favorite opportunities to sit down and just kind of armchair tour the state. And I'm reading this article that Robert's written about the hike into Kitzsteel.
Kitzsteel, right, yeah.
And I'm thinking, I hate this guy. I hate this guy. He's got this much time to do this. I want to be Robert.
Yeah, it's...
That sounds like a fabulous hike. It's on the top of my bucket list.
Yeah, it's good work if you can get it, Rosie, for sure. And that particular hike that you're talking about, which was featured on the cover of our January issue, you know, you talk about, you know, this opportunity to be a part of something that's turning 91 this April. We're working on our April issue, and I am blessed to have this opportunity to travel all over this great state, which I know you probably know this state better than anyone. But I will tell you that of all the travels I've done around Arizona, that trip into Kitzsteel was probably one of the highlights. So yeah, put it on your bucket list.
Oh man, absolutely gorgeous. Let's talk a little bit about your tenure at Arizona Highways, Robert Steve. And you are the editor.
I am the editor.
And
yes.
See, I can't have your job because it took me 7 semesters to get through English 101.
But he knows a good story when he reads it.
But I can have Wynn's job. I can be the mouthpiece and the face of the magazine.
Any idiot can have my job. It's tough what Robert does.
I don't know. This doesn't look so tough. That looked like a lot of fun. You going to tell him about your article? his story, Robert's story, but his
Well, I think it's one of the places we ought to start because it's out of a recent issue, January 2016. It's a hike that mm-hmm. not very many people are going to take advantage of, but they should.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a little remote.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Jennifer and I have archaeological ruin canyons up in the Sierra Anchas,
mm-hmm.
Cherry Creek and back
beautiful.
In there.
Gorgeous. You know,
that we're getting too old to venture the cliffs of.
Yeah. We were in there last March, right? Went in there, and I originally found those back in about 1966 with my shop teacher from high school.
Well, it's interesting you point that out because that is one of the things that we try to do at the magazine, and that's a place that a lot of people don't get to. Everybody, you know, goes to Sedona. Many people make it to the canyon. Some people go down to Tucson to see the saguaros and stuff. But the Sierra Ancas are a pretty remote place that's not actually that far away. You know, even going to Globe, you can in an hour you can be up in aspens and pine trees up in the mountains over there. And most people don't understand that. So, you know, the kinds of things that we showcase in the magazine are really trying to show people all the variation and different opportunities we have.
It seems to me, as a consumer of the magazine, the flavor has just kind of subtly changed the last couple years. Am I imagining something?
Well, every editor likes to, you know, put his or her stamp on the magazine, and I'm fortunate that I have a publisher who, you know, was supportive of that. You know, the magazine, as I mentioned, turns 91 in April, and it's an evolving industry. I mean, it's, you know, you look what's happened with newspapers and other magazines. I mean, it is a fluid business, and although we're still true to what Raymond Carlson, our godfather mm-hmm. editor, created back in 1938, you know, we're still true to the roots of the magazine, we've had to evolve a little bit. And, you know, when I came on board, and I'll make this as quick and simple as I can, we're fortunate to have readers in more than 100 countries around the world in all 50 states. So as an editor, you're sort of tasked with this challenge of having armchair travelers in Detroit or Poughkeepsie or London, England, wherever it might be. And then you've got the people who, like you guys who live here who want to get out and explore this great state. So you have this division between armchair travelers and what we call experiential travelers. So when I came here, it was my opinion that every editor before me really did the magazine for all the people that live somewhere else and not so much for the people who live here. So we kind of made a philosophical shift and flipped that, understanding that, you know, there's 2.5 million people in Metro Phoenix and 1 million in Tucson. So we've got, you know, 3.5 million people in our backyard who don't want to be armchair travelers. They want to get out and see things. So that's the simple version of what we do.
You've got the hike of the month. Mm-hmm. You've got the drive of the month.
Absolutely.
You know, you're out there wearing boots out yourself, mm-hmm. writing about it. Now, before we leave, the door's locked and you're not going to get out of here. Before we leave, I'm going to circle like three places in the state that we're just all going to agree never, ever get written about.
You know what? That's a great point you make because, you know, with having these subscribers and readers all over the world, you know, we get feedback from them. And when we do publish something that's somebody's little secret, they're very vocal about it. Yeah.
You know what hasn't changed, though, about the magazine is the beautiful photography. And it just never gets old. I don't know how you can take pictures of the desert over and over and over again. And I still can't wait to look through the pictures each and every month. And we send probably 20 subscriptions out every Christmas.
Just, well, we're
part of that. We have family that's part of that armchair travelers. They love to visit us via Arizona highways.
A big part of our Christmas shopping every year is just going online and renewing the gift subscriptions we send to all of our relatives as bait mm-hmm. to get them here.
Well, and we really appreciate that, obviously. But what is not generally well known is about a third of our subscriber file, so almost 40,000 people do exactly what you folks do and share the beauty of this state with people all around the world as a gift subscription.
Well, we've got the state to do it, that's for sure. And if you're listening to Rosie on the House on a regular basis, your house is in a condition where you can close the door, lock it, go away, and enjoy it and not be a slave to the maintenance or the repairs that many homeowners find themselves subject to. So we're going to be back. Oh, we've got plenty of time. I'm sorry. I was jumping the gun. I do that all the time. Just recently, as a part of Arizona, you guys, have y'all ever read the book, The Emerald Mile?
I'm familiar with it. I haven't read it.
Read it. Kevin Fedarko wrote about these guys in 1983 when they were allowing 90,000 cubic feet per second through Glen Canyon Dam. They had plywood extensions on top of the dam, 4 feet tall, holding back Lake Powell. It was leaking over the top. It was rushing out of the bottom. The relief valves bored through the stone were breaking down, and they were worried that they would lose the anchor for the dam with a possible they were running scenarios of total collapse. And three guys get in a boat at the bottom of the canyon and break the speed record.
Is it true that they weren't supposed to be on the river?
Oh, yes, very. Oh. They went in at night, actually, didn't they?
Yeah, no, the National Park Service had actually evacuated.
That's what I thought.
It was a death wish.
That record just got beat last week.
Isn't that remarkable?
Now, here's the ironic part of this, and you guys will appreciate this, enjoying Arizona and just being out there. Kevin Fedarko, the writer, the author of The Emerald Mile, is for National Geographic on assignment hiking the length of the Grand Canyon now. Mm-hmm. So the guy that set the new record passed Kevin somewhere in the bottom of the canyon.
That's a great story.
Man, oh man. So that he beat the record. One single guy, a 25-year-old from Flagstaff, did it in a kayak in 35 hours. And that's Lee's Ferry to Grand Wash Cliffs.
Wow. That's a ride,
baby.
Man.
When have you floated the canyon?
I have not. That's on my bucket list.
Oh, when? We can make that happen. I got friends at Arizona River Runners. We can make that happen.
Put me in, coach.
We're here with editor and publisher of Arizona Highways Magazine. If you want to chew them out because of the cake job they've got, if you want to chew them out because they've written about some secret place that you held dear and private in your heart, give us a ring at the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. Or if you would just like to congratulate them on the great, great job they do. Right here at Rosie on the House. We'll be right back.